Hello and welcome to today's daily card reading. Today I'm reading from the Rider Waite deck and I have the Five of Pentacles. Now, the Five of Pentacles says, you may be embarking on a patch of financial hardship. Like all things in life, honour and recognise that this is too a phase and there are deep wisdoms to gain from all situation, regardless of how you may have come to a situation of physical loss. Regardless of how you may have come to a situation of physical loss, it is important to note that focusing on the cause of the loss will not likely fix the situation. So if you're like, oh, I lost this, if you focus on the fact that you lost it, it's not going to help at all. All you'll do is blame yourself, so that's no good for you. By focusing on the lack, you'll more likely create more lack. There's nothing wrong with seeking help. However, if you are seeking if you're seeking help that is closest doors to you, trust that what you need will come. Your solution may not materialize immediately, and that's okay. Continue to walk your path and have faith in your inner guidance. There are solutions to all problems, and it may be easier than you think. This is the time to lean on your internal strength. That is actually more like a oracle card reading than anything else. Now, this imagery of these two people walking in the snow, and with the five pentacles, say like a stained glass window, above them, or a painting, it looks pretty harsh. It looks very wintry and very cold. Someone's hobbling along with sticks and someone's trying to shelter them, well, not shelter themselves, keep themselves warm with a blanket or something. Now, when we do, come into hardships, we always feel like we are at a disadvantage, and which may or may not be true, but depending on the circumstance. But it is very easy to just dwell on what has now happened and to constantly think about it, being like, that happened, that happened, that happened, that happened, that happened, and not really move away from, well, what has happened. There are two ways, like, which is that happened, or oh, that happened, well, what can you do, and move on. But if we constantly dwell on things, we'll just always end up in the same scenario, not necessarily the same scenario, but we'll be ending up keeping ourselves in the past. I have been taking breaks from readings because I just don't know if I'm any good anymore. But the truth is, if I keep thinking that way, then how am I ever going to know if I'm getting better? And sometimes it might be the fact that I'm not even capable of accepting that I can make a mistake, because mistakes happen. And if I won't accept that they happen, but yeah, I tell everyone else, then realistically, you shouldn't really be listening to me if I'm just splurting out advice that, you know, that I don't take myself. I've often thought to myself, you should never tell people anything unless you're capable of doing it yourself. And that's something which I kind of hold true. But every once in a while, I'll dip back into my old ways of being and just be like, no, 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 no. I don't know why I'm telling you all this. But anyway, holding on to old patterns and paths, never a good idea. But as this card says, as our book said, that things will get better. Now, with these two people walking in the snow and in a path, yeah, their circumstance isn't exactly great. But eventually, things will start to look up depending on how they view their circumstance. And that could be financially, romantically, physically, mentally. One of the biggest challenges is changing your mentality to something that's a bit more favorable in your own mind. I mean, if something kicks, what is it called? Stimulates something that's traumatic for you, then you potentially would just slip back into your old ways of being. So having a strong mind is always quite favorable when you are going through times of trouble. Yeah, no, see, this isn't going very well. This isn't coming out of my mouth the way that I want it to be, to come out. This is why I decided to take breaks from the readings. But anyway, I hope it helped. I'll be back tomorrow with another card. Bye.